I was struck by the radically different perspectives each side brought to our conversation and said, "When we met in preparation for this dialogue, we came up with a working definition of destructive emotions as those that harm self or others. Your definition of destructive emotions as what disturbs the calm of the mind is extremely subtle by comparison." "Yes," the Dalai Lama agreed. Richard Davidson picked up on my theme. "Are there emotions other than compassion that preserve or reinforce the calmness of the mind?" The Dalai Lama's answer was surprising. "Renunciation is another." Alan immediately clarified, "I usually translate it as renunciation, but the etymology is more literally a spirit of emergence." The Dalai Lama added, "It is the first step to really thoroughly determine how vulnerable we are to suffering. You are recognizing the nature of suffering, but you also sense the possibility of emerging from this ubiquitous vulnerability to suffering. This spirit of emergence could also be called an emotion. There is an enormous amount of emotional content to it. It entails a radical disillusionment with the whole of samsara, the worldly realm of suffering, and our vulnerability to it. And so, whether you call it disgust or disillusionment, it is a profound sadness with respect to the mundane. This is all, theoretically, in anticipation of ascertaining the possibility of nirvana, complete and irreversible freedom from mental afflictions." Unquote. Mathieu returned to Richie's question about emotions that lead to peace of mind, cultivated through meditation. "We often speak of a kind of serenity, not only peace, but a kind of invulnerability. The serenity that is invulnerable to outward circumstances is another specific quality that goes with inner calm."